Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Rainstorms in much of the country are getting more intense. That's according to researchers at Northwestern University, who found that as the climate changes, rainstorms in the eastern and central part of the country have been dropping about 5% more rain on average over the last 3 decades. Joining us is Ryan Harp, lead author of the study. He's a postdoctoral research fellow at Northwestern University. He's on Skype. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Ryan, you and your co-author, Professor Daniel Horton, looked at rainfall over the last 70 or so years. Can you start by explaining why a warmer climate necessarily means more intense rainstorms?
Yeah, that's a great question. As our atmosphere warms, there is more moisture in the atmosphere, about 7% more moisture for every degree Celsius. And of course, as there's more moisture in the atmosphere, as you expect, there's more precipitation that can happen because of that.
So why doesn't that just mean it rains more often?
So part of that is due to the fact that there can be changes in storm tracks, changes in the locations of, let's say, high pressure systems that are going to suppress rainfall. And so there's a bit of a balance there.
Does it essentially mean that the clouds can just hold, because it's warmer, the clouds are holding the rain more, and then when it does rain, it kind of dumps?
Yeah, I think that's a nice short way to summarize it.
Okay. Is it too alarmist, Ryan, to call it like extreme rain?
So that's part of our study that is a little bit different. A lot of studies look at extreme rainfall, and we did look at the full distribution, so all of the rainfall that is happening. And so we think it gives a better idea of the full impact of our changing climate on precipitation.
So then you looked at different regions of the US because there wasn't more rain everywhere. What did you see when you looked across the country?
Yeah, so for locations east of the Rockies, when it rains, it's raining about 5% more. We didn't see that same impact along the West Coast and over the Rocky Mountains. And we think it's due to, like I said, some of those changes in storm tracks and things of that nature that might be influencing and dampening the extra precipitation we'd expect to see due to a wetter atmosphere.
And in the West, where I live, as you just mentioned, in California, there's been a 2-decade-long mega drought, the driest it's been in more than 1,000 years. You know, do you feel like that might change at some point, given that the East is seeing heavier rain? Will we see that in the West?
That's a great question. I wish I knew. I know that the western part of our country is really struggling with drought, but unfortunately, what we looked at here isn't able to provide many answers for you.
So if it does rain more intensely, why is that a problem?
So precipitation intensity can affect things like agriculture. So more variable rainfall can reduce crop output. Our infrastructure is also tied to historical precipitation data, which if it's changing, like we're seeing here, can have an impact. And also things like natural hazards, like flooding and landslides, can be affected by even these not extreme but moderate precipitation events that we're looking at here.
And I guess in terms of the infrastructure that you mentioned, are places across the east of the country prepared for this in terms of their infrastructure?
I think historically speaking, we've designed our roads, buildings, et cetera, around a stable climate. And of course, as our climate is changing, that is not necessarily factored in. So perhaps some locations are trying to factor in these changes that we're seeing, but I imagine there's a lot of built infrastructure that is not going to be designed with these more intense rainfalls in mind.
Just finally, Ryan, do you have any advice for what people can do? If our infrastructure is not ready for it, what can we do if we live in an area where this heavy rainfall might be happening?
That's a great question. I think on the individual level, it's hard to know what to do to prepare for these outside of, you know, being aware of the natural hazards in your area. But I would say we should all be doing what we can to work to suppress our greenhouse gas emissions as much as possible and do things like drive less, try to enact climate-friendly policies, and all that can come from an individual effort.
Ryan Harp is lead author of a new study on rain and climate change. He's a postdoctoral research fellow at Northwestern University. Ryan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.